Nathan Rarity is here.
Kia ora.
Yeah, sport. We had about two minutes of it this morning,
well,
did we?
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got a new exciting innovation here on Morning Report. I don't think ever before we've done an entire sports game, but we're going to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the ball-by-ball report on this morning's T20. First ball, Afridi Bowles, Tim Robinson there, pitched in, a little bit of swing in towards the legs. He's tried to clip it there, but it's just come off his pads, and that's rolled down to fine leg for two leg byes. Second ball, Afridi, beautiful ball, shapes back in between bat and pad, hits the top stump. There it is, the wickets are off. New Zealand 2-1, and it's raining, and that's the game. There you are, that was the entire game. People paid to get in and see two balls of that match this morning at Rawalpindi.
I think cricket was the winner on the day.
It was the winner on the day. They've got, because I did wonder about that when they got the T20, we're going, we're just going to have five overs, and I think just have a coin toss then, really, don't you?
You know, I was just a little disappointed because I got up this morning and I realised you could actually watch this free to air on YouTube.
Yes.
You know? So for cricket lovers, it's right there.
It is great.
So disappointing.
Yeah, the access they've got to it right now is incredible. So yeah, a bit of a shame there for the Black Caps, but that game was rained off today.
All right, there's four more to go, isn't there?
So yeah, there are. There's heaps.
Mind you, they're getting a lot of rain at the moment in Pakistan.
Yeah.
And it's not all good.
No.
Lydia Ko, she is playing at the moment. How's she going?
So she's at the Chevron Open. This is a tournament going on in Texas. Now, she's back in the clubhouse and got around in a par round of 69, which sees her finish at 3 under par. Finished her round at 3 under. She is in a tie for fourth, but Lauren Coughlin leads this one. She's back in the clubhouse, has a 3-shot lead over Lydia Ko. So a really strong opening round for her to be right near the top of the leaderboard. And so she's 3 under and Coughlin finished at 6 and there's two of them tied for second on 4 under.
Good to see her in a bit of form because she is a medal prospect.
She
at
is.
The Olympics.
Yes, she's, oh, yes,
she's
she
won
too.
Number four. She's due the gold.
Yeah, I hope so.
Now the Warriors, it's been a great week for them.
Yeah,
they've got to do it on the field.
I just wanted to give another tip of the hat to the front office there. They have been doing so well in the last couple of years. A lot of suggestion that, the influence of a coach like Andrew Webster, who players love playing for, which then says, well, what were they like with the old coaches? But anyway, you don't look at that, you move forward. But really good work by the front office. So, of course, Adam Fanua Blake, one of the premier big guys that rolls through the middle, just like that giant boulder chasing Indiana Jones and probably Romancing the Stone. I forget which one it was. But anyway, he's like that through the middle of the field. Very hard to play when you lose someone like that. So what they've done is they've come out and they've landed James Fisher-Harris, a former Swordfish, actually, the Northern Swords, the rugby league team there from Whangarei. So he will be joining the Warriors from next year. He's got an early release out of Penrith and they've managed to, they're losing the superstar in Adam Fanua Blake, but they've found themselves a super duper star in James Fisher-Harris, recognised as the best forward in the game. So yeah, Warriors to...
Oh, it's a genius move.
Yeah, it is. It's great work by then. So well done. So yeah, Warriors to beat the Dragons tonight.
Good, Romancing the Stone, that's an underrated film, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
The action genre.
Mm. Yeah, it did. It made everyone want to be an archaeologist, but it wasn't quite as exotic as they thought.
But I think it was the boulder in the other one, wasn't it?
Was it the boulder? Oh, was it in the other one?
Yeah. Anyway, I digress.